this was complicated, and then say split seconds of consciousness and all that, and then split seconds of that consciousness, so the hallucination covered completely. So like that. So you see. So in our life, see, we believe all these hallucinations is the real one. You know, this is me. All this, you see, hallucination, all this, you know, inherent accident. So this is what I am, you see. So it's, this inherent accident, I, that. So anyway, so you can say it's not there. So in the reality, all this, you see, yeah, total non-existent there, you see, on this cushion. Yeah. Something, I say, real, appearing from there, is not there. Something is appearing to your mind, not from there, it's not there. So on this cushion, all this total, you know, total non-existent. Total non-existent. And exactly the same, you know, when we exactly the same. merely labeled, say, texts, you know. there's the inherent reflection appearance covered with merely labeled texts. And you see, inherent reflection appearance covered the merely labeled, say, table, you know. Inherent reflection appearance covered the lights, merely labeled lights, you know. Inherent reflection appearance. covered the, you see, merely labeled ceilings, the, you know, beams, pillars. the true reflection appearance covered the merely labeled statues, merely labeled medicine Buddha statues. And true reflection appearance covered the merely labeled flowers. white flower, red flower, yellow flower, okay. Then colors, merely labeled red, yellow, blue, colors, covered by in truly existent, you know, appearance. that blocked to appear. So everything, wherever we look at. So wherever we look at everything, tankas, everything like that. So the hallucination covered everything. See, everything. And you go out, you know, middle level, say, road covered by, you know, true existent appearance. Sky, your mind, when you look at sky, you know, when you think of sky, middle level, but then true existent appearance covered. Projectors, see, trees. So everything. Every phenomena so when we eat food, you know, say, yeah, mere level, you know, say, again, inherent true existing appearance covered the mere level of food. True existing appearance covered the mere level of vegetable, mere level of beans, mere level of rice, mere level of noodles. So then you see, everything, yeah, mere level soup, mere level bread. So the true reflection, the appearance covered everything, everything. So it's like eating hallucination, you know. So you see hallucinated person eating, how to say hallucinated food. in a hallucinated ball. It's played with the hallucinated frogs. Forks or frogs. met by hallucination coup. You see, male level coup, but then two legs and appear covered. You see, met a real coup. So that is it. So, when we read a book, you see, every single letter is made imputed by mind. While you're reading, you see, your mind imputed every syllable. Because the way it's designed, and you are taught, you see, you were taught by somebody, this, you are introduced, you know, you are introduced in the label. This design, you label this. This design, you label this. So you see, at one page, you see. So actually, while you're reading, your mind constantly labeling because of the different design of drawing, or the writing, the line, you know, how it has put together. So you are introduced what label to put. You see, so then you are putting a label from beginning of the page. Like when you're reading sadhana, from beginning of sadhana, and the end is where you're putting label. You see, constantly you're putting label. This, you see, this is A, this is B, this is, you know, if it's like this, A, this is, that. I mean, there's different, like this, this is B, like that, you see. So all this, in reality, all these are mere imputation, you know. All these letters are mere, what is merely imputed by mind. But then they see projection, you know, put there, you know, truly existing there, you see. On all these mere leveled letters, you see. So therefore, every single letter when you read a book, you know, you see, appears to you, it doesn't appear to, no one appears to you merely labeled by mind, your mind. It appears to you a real letter from outside, you see. Yeah, that is. Yeah, so you see, looking at L, is there's a real L, you know, not merely labeled by mind, real L appearing from that. So if there's all this hallucination, complete covered. You see, when you read a book, you know, including the page itself. There's a whole different hallucination. So how many pages will you turn, you know? So hallucination, you see. So like that, you see. So same thing, when I play this symbol, the same, you know. By seeing the design of the mat, you see, what's false, so you call symbol. So what symbol is what's merely imputed by mind. But then you see, because we haven't purified the, you know, the negative imprint left by delusion, so they project as the truly existent appearance on the middle level symbol, so they become a real symbol, you know, appearing from its own side. So it's a hallucinate. So I'm playing hallucinate, and playing the real symbol, hallucination symbol. Oh. So like that, you know, when we look at these offerings, you know, every offering, same as I mentioned later, all these offerings, same. You know, all these flowers, how many different flowers, how many details there, it's all same, all covered by truly existing appearance. Mirror. And then when we are supermarket, or when we go to shopping supermarket or department store or something, there's blends of objects, you know, brightful objects. So same, every single this object that you see there in supermarket, you know, all these billions of things to make up, you know. When you go in the shop or makeup shops, you know, the makeup shops, you know, all the bottles or something, Because they say all the different colors. Anyway, or when you go dressing, clothing shop, you know. So anyway, all these billions of things. when you look at while you're looking at it, you're putting label. Your mind is merely imputing this and this and that. But just in putting the label, because of that phenomena, function is what for is used, how shape what it looks like, and then what for is used. So depending on that, then constantly you put label while you're in the shop, it's department stores, supermarket stores. So when you look at the supermarket, all the food, you know, 30, 40 different types of cheese. 30, 40 different types of cheese. That has a rotten cheese. in England in the old times, Shigesang, he went to the supermarket and then, so he said, because there's so many, you know, so he said, it must vomit. He's doing next to so many, makes him to vomit. Anyway, what I was saying is, like, example that I used to use text, you see. Now, same in the shop when you're in Japan, same. You see, constant, while you're looking at it, your mind constantly labeling it. Then you see, then the negative imprinting, the mind is constantly project, you know. Right after second imprinting, then. So then you see, make everything real. You know, how do you say? Something real, you know. And that's how it's appearing to you, a real one existing from there. Then, that is not the main problem. Because even if you have the appearance, you know, truly it's an appearance, but if you recognize, if you're aware of all these hallucinations, then you see there's no basis for attachment, to that attachment, you know, and get angry. You don't find reason to get angry and attached, or, you know, jealousness and all that thing. So you see, if you recognize all the hallucination, but the problem is not that. Still you can, even your hallucination, but still you can, if you recognize hallucination, then no problem, you see. So it's like, if you recognize the dream is dream, and then you don't get attached to, you know, you can play with it. You know, that you have great fun, because nothing is real, you know. So you have great fun, you see. When you recognize the dream is dream, you see, then so there, no fear, you know, because you don't have concept that's real. So when somebody's hurting you or harming you or something like that, you see, no fear. And then so like that, also not when you see beautiful objects, no desire, because this is dream. You see. It's happening, but you're seeing it as happening, but there's no clinging, you see. So that there's appearance, you see. So so the main problem is you know, then we don't practice the mindfulness, haven't recognized this hallucination, which is hallucination. You know, that which haven't recognized, which do not exist. You know, the false is false. That which do not exist is non-existent. They haven't recognized that, and then, we let our mind to hold on to that. We let our mind to hold on those. It's true. you know, true with the way they appear, we let our mind to believe it's true. So that is the, root problem is that we allow our mind, to apprehend that's true, the way they appear, to one's mind. So then that, when that happens, then jealous mind of other people, you know, anger, attachment, all those things, you see. When you let your mind hold on those, not true, you see, then what is the way they appear? And then those other, then that becomes a root, those basis in all those other emotional negative thoughts arise, and then whatever the karma. Then you see, we make the samsara suffering, we make the oceans of samsara suffering endless. As it has no beginning, we're making no end. Every day, you see, like that, you know. So creating samsara. So like that. So therefore, So that's actually Chaitanya Jirangchen, all the phenomena, you know, we spent how many minutes we spent in this translation? Chaitanya Jirangchen, Tongpa Tongpa Nyi Tsu, Chaitanya Jirangchen, Tongpa Tongpa Nyi Tsu, this word. I think we spend just this one, I think half hour or 1 hour. What? Really? So now how does it say? Ready? How does it say? I don't remember.
All phenomena are empty by nature and thus become emptiness only.
Okay. So now, so you see, the most important point, key thing, you see, as I mentioned to you that, you see, the minute when you let, of course, the having this appearance, hallucination, of course, is a problem. But you see, especially when you let your mind to hold on to that, it's true, in the way it appears. So that's the very root. Then you see that is a, let's see, that's the yes, that's the let's see, biggest, that's the biggest problem. I want to say this way, that's the biggest problem in our life, because all our emotional thoughts, you know, unhappiness, all this which we think is depressed, all this which we think is a big problem, but actually all this came from that concept, which we're not aware. You know, in 24 hours or in your daily life. So all the trouble comes from this concept. the minute when you let your mind to believe this is true, see, the way it appears to you. So that is the root of the suffering. You know, that produces the frightening death. generally, not every single person in death is subject to be frightened. It's not that, but generally, common people generally see the most is the death is something frightening. So including that, you know, the end of the life, the frightening one. This is the root. I say from where it comes. So. even has so much pain in knees or the back pain or whatever, or the manic headache or whatever. So that's the root. That concept is the root. So anyway, so therefore, you see. So what's the antidote? This is so you don't allow your concept to hold on to things, you know, the inherent reflection appearance, repetition, you see, there is an object to that this is true, no. correct, you know, this is true, 100% correct. There's such things, see. antidote to this. So even a very simple thing, you know, every day to practice mindfulness, you know, the whole life is like a dream. You know, or you can say even, you know, correct word is like dream. Not dream, but like dream, correct word. But I think for meditation, you know, even you don't. But of course, in daily life, even very simple thing, you see, in daily life, practice mindfulness, just simply practice mindfulness. see, I'm dreaming during a retreat here, LMB, you know, I'm dreaming during sadhana. I'm dreaming, walking, you know, I'm dreaming, eating. So if you practice mindfulness, just something very simple like that, it helps. When you practice mindfulness, that, which means it's not true. Whether things appear to you is not true. So it comes to that point. So when you say, you see, like illusion or the teaching says, you see, like dream, I'm dreaming, it's not correct, you know, if you're dreaming that you are LMB, then of course that means you're doing a retreat. That means that. you are doing a retreat. If you are doing retreat LMB, if it's just one dream, then it's not happening. You're not doing a retreat. You know, you see, you're not at LMB. You know. what you see in the dream, I say, what you see in the dream doesn't exist. So the objects in the dream do not exist. Then otherwise, after you dreamed that you found, $1 trillion, you know, after you dreamed that you have found that you got, you know, somebody gave you $1 trillion in the dream, then when you woke up, you should have $1 trillion, but you don't have, you know. And then, what you see in the dream, it exists. If they exist, then there's no difference. You see, so the then there's no difference between the dream and the daytime, between the dream and after you woke up from dream sleep, no difference. You see, so then. You see, in the dream, if you married, you know, had a wedding with somebody, you see, in the dream, you see, then in the daytime, what we walk up should be the same thing. So that shows, you see, that when you wake up, it doesn't exist, you see. So that's what you see, so in dream, that's a hallucination. So, however, because you had the dream, in the dream, you know, married and have children in the dream, you know? And then you say, "Oh, then you say, oh, where's my children? Oh, you know." Then you say, then you believe in the daytime also. After you woke up, you know, saying, you know, that person's husband or wife or what. You know, then you see that doesn't work. That doesn't exist. You know? Anyway. So for meditation, I think, light dream or even just saying, I'm dreaming, I think it's very good. Yeah, so, like Heart Sutra, where it says, no, this, no, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind. So you see, the no is like atomic bomb or missile, you know. Missile, like the you know, Americans shooting the missiles to, you know, Afghanistan for the Taliban. Anyway, no, it's like a missile, like, you know, like a bomb, you see. So you throw the no, like bomb, you see, on the, not the middle-labeled nose, you know, which exists, not the middle-labeled tongue, which exists, not the middle-labeled mind, which is not the middle-labeled body, which exists, but the you throw this bomb, no, you see, on the target, you know, the object of ignorance, the concept of true existence, the the nose, you know, that appears to you not merely level of mind, realness appearing from there, and believed by your concept, and believed it's true by your concept. So that one, so that, so you're throwing this no, this bomb on that. Yeah. And to see that inherent intelligence knows is, you know, that is non-existent. That is non-existent as non-existent. You know, that to see non-existent as it is totally non-existent in reality, totally empty in reality. So, at the same, you know, with all the other rest of the phenomena, no form, no smell, no taste, same. So here, so similar, this is how we meditate, this is how to meditate, you know, when we do the Heart Sutra. Similar, so here, so when you say dream, I'm dreaming, so dream, you put it on this real eye, according to you. You put the dream on the, you know, the real mind, real body, or you put the dream on the real enemy. You put the dream, I'm dreaming, see, dream on the real friend, you know, in a truly existent friend is appearing to you. So like that, you see, where you put the dream, you know, where you put no or dream, or this, you see, illusion, or something like that. So, So even a simple meditation, say, antidote for this wrong concept, say, daily life, you know, practice mindfulness, I'm dreaming, you know, everything is like dream, or even say, I'm dreaming, even not correct, but if it's good for, it's very powerful for mind. So by thinking that, you know, while you are walking, while you're eating, you know, session, like that, while I was talking to people, you know, while I was talking to somebody, I'm dreaming. Anyway, so then I say, it gives the understanding in your heart, all this is not true, you see. The way it appears to me is not true. The way they appear to me, that one, what one believes is not true. So empty. Not true. All this is empty. So it brings to this conclusion, empty. It's empty. So, so then, let's see, this is the protection, you see, protect you from this enemy, the kingdom of delusion, the ignorance, the concept of truelessness, you protect from that, you know. The antidote, because this concept believes that hold on to that they are true, the way it appears. So then the antidote, so how to stop that? How to don't let your mind to not hold on to things? The truth is, you know, the opposite, you see, thinking, you know, this light dream, or say, my illusion, or say, or I'm dreaming, see, as I mentioned before. thinking it's false, you know? False. hallucinations, which means they don't exist. So, yeah, so that you see. So the concept holding on to that, grasping, so that doesn't happen. Yeah. So if that doesn't happen, you don't allow that. So that doesn't happen. So the anger, attachment, all the emotional thoughts do not arise. No, the opportunity stopped. So your mind is, so that then, by the way, your mind, it brings your mind instead of peace, you know, tranquility, stability, you know. So, this is just simply, you see, mind, keeping the mind in the awareness of, you know, here's Chötam Jirang Shingit Dongpa, so, all the phenomena of the natural empty. So here you are keeping your mind, you see, practice mindfulness, you know. Whatever different word you use, you know, dream, illusion, whatever, object or, you know, object of reputation or, say, you know, dependent arising, you know, how everything depends on arising. Whichever, you know, where you say words you use or different words. But the point is that bring your understanding to the empty. So that's the conclusion, you see. So what? Yeah. So, like that. So, say. So, if you let your mind holding on to the phenomena, say, existing by nature, the truly existent or say, independent or whatever it is. which is a projection of the negative thought. As I know, sorry, negative idea. Projection of the ignorance, the negative imprint. So in some ways you can say, when this is happening, you're not maintaining on emptiness. If this is happening, then you're not maintaining on emptiness. Yeah. Whenever you let go of this, I say, holding on to the object, instead of holding like this, grasping a real eye, you see. This. So, the minute you stop grasping that, you stop grasping the object, that is mental emptiness. That time mental emptiness. But as long as there's holding on to the object, grasping, you see, that real phenomenon, that phenomena, real phenomena appearing from its own side, is not maintained. No matter how many hours you spend, whatever other experiences happening, you're not maintaining this. Whatever discovery happening, you're not maintaining this. The totally opposite to is you are just mere belief in your own images. That's your superstition. You know, I maintain on emptiness. That's superstition. that is superstition, it's not maintain on emptiness. And you believe that's maintain on emptiness, so like that. So. So So as I normally, as I just mentioned, normally mentioned that after looking at everything, said here.